Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Benaroya Hall. At this time, we ask you please silence all cellular phones and signal watches, and please refrain from flash photography. Thank you and enjoy the performance.
Thank you. strides along with a solitary pawn who lingers on, then is gone with no word and no one heard where he went to the stay. Maybe he was sent away. Thank you. Thank you.
biggest piece of the repertoire. I'm so happy to be here. It's kind of awesome. That song. We're going to do an older one now. Now this one is going to feature the incredible string section.
Thank you.
We're going to do one more tune and we're going to take a break so you guys can build it up. In the second act, we're going to do a new piece that's brand new that we just finished called Petrichor. But right now we're going to do one more song that you guys are familiar with and then take a little break. So thanks. Thank you. writing this in November of 2012 when I was working on music for a Broadway play called Hands on a Hard Body. And when you're working on musical, there's a lot of downtime. You write the music and then you go and you sit rehearsal for 8 hours, and after 4 hours, the director comes up and says, "We need one bar of music," while the guy steps to the left, and the actor steps to the left, and you write a bar of music, they put it in, and then 5 minutes later they say, "Well, let's cut it," and they cut it, and you sit down for another 4 hours. So it's really unbelievable. Write a new song, you put it in, they cut it. Anyway, there's a lot of downtime when I was sitting in the back of the theater, and I started writing this tune called Petrichor. And Petrichor means the smell of rain on dry earth after, you know, it starts to rain. I thought that's kind of a beautiful concept. And I finished about 6 months ago and flew down to Nashville with my incredible, beautiful friend and partner, Don Hart, who began orchestrating, a long time orchestrating this piece. Don is sitting in the audience right now, and he did all the orchestration. It's probably appropriate for Seattle. It's about rain. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you. Washington.
I'm going to let you guys say one then.
Listen as she speaks to you. Hear the voices flutter through the barriers arranged by you. Close the shutters, draw the shades, filter out the everglades, glistening with evening dew. Thunder calls through waterfalls, rising tides and ocean walls. I can hear when you sigh. Listen as she speaks to you. Hear the voices flutter through. Watch them fall. Let them lie.
been on tour since June 26th or something like that. I got on my bus. I'm telling a very quick story here. It kind of refers to that last song. And I've been living on my bus. Normally when you're on tour, you know, you take your bus and you go to the hotel and you take your bus and you go to the hotel. A couple years ago, I just decided that I would just, you know, mobile home it. And so for the whole Phish tour, we started in Boston. What I've done is my driver and I, and this very dear friend of mine, they just go park by water. And so we played in Boston, we went to Cape Cod, we played it. I ended up waking up next to water in, let's see, Cape Cod, Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Atlanta, Alabama, Lake Erie, Lake Michigan, and then all the way up until these last 2 days. We drove together across the country and it's all arid in the middle and then just came down into the Columbia River Valley. It's just, oh, it's so beautiful. Especially when you see, you know, how beautiful and wide this country is as you're going across. It's just such a gorgeous country. But when you come down to the Northwest, there's nothing like it. It's all green again. And, you know, we played Portland last night and I slept in a place called Florence, which is a couple hours south of, you know, and right on the Pacific Ocean. So whenever I sing that song at the end of the show, Water in the Sky, I get a little misty. Anyway, it's a beautiful country, but I will say that.
This one is for you, if children playing all around, to you is noise, not a pleasant sound, and you'll be lost on the playground. This one is for you, all alone the life you lead. A silent diner where you feed. You bow your head, pretend to read. This one is for you. There's no one that you care to meet, longing for your TV seat. This one is for you, if you're just staring at your walls. If you're just staring at your walls. Thank you.
This one is for you. This one is for you. This one is for you. This one is for you.